News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock, light snow in 14. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. We'll see some lake effect snow this morning. The sun will come out this afternoon, a high today of 20. Cloudy flurries late tonight down to 10. Light snow developing again tomorrow with a high 35. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Students, parents, and community groups are being asked to help Benton Harbor area schools address concerns about discipline and safety.
It was a packed house last night at McCoy's Memorial Church of God in Christ for a town hall where Superintendent Shelley Walker outlined ideas for maintaining order. They include the creation of safe zones within the schools, the establishment of off-site alternative programming, and a new effort to listen to students. School Board President Marletta Seitz told us that's not all.
We're putting together a citizens advisory group on Tuesday, and so that will include students, parents. We have other individuals that are volunteering. They will advise the board.
A recent fight at the high school has prompted new concerns. The superintendent wants anyone with information to come forward. There will be more discussions at next Tuesday's school board meeting. Andrew Green reporting.
The Benton Harbor Target store's final day tomorrow. The store will close at 10 o'clock tomorrow night for good. If you're hoping to take one last trip to the store, which is now running out of merchandise, then you'd better get there soon. Target announced back in November its Benton Harbor location would be shutting down this year. It's just one of several high-profile retailers to have announced store closings recently. We also learned this week that the Carson store in the Orchard Mall is shutting down soon. CNN Money reporting last 2017 saw the announcement of more retail closings than any previous year on record.
This weekend, the 14th Annual Magical Ice Festival in downtown St. Joe. St. Joe Today's Danielle Crevier tells WSJM News it runs today through Sunday, featuring ice sculptures from all over the country. They start carving in public today.
Which runs from 5:30 to 7:30, so that's where the carvers just kind of set up shop along Pleasant Street, and they'll do their own little individual competition. And then immediately following at 7:30, we have the Fire and Ice Tower, which is always a huge crowd pleaser.
The Fire and Ice Tower is what it sounds like, a big tower of ice they set on fire. Saturday features Ice Wars tomorrow. That's when you can sit in bleachers downtown and watch the ice carvers compete for prizes. Thousands of people expected to head to downtown St. Joe for the festival. You'll find a complete schedule at stjoetoday.com.
A public apology to the victim of former sports doctor Larry Nassar from Meridian Township officials yesterday. They say they didn't believe then 17-year-old Breanne Randall Gay back in 2004 when she reported Nassar sexually assaulted her during a visit for a back problem. The police department took a complaint from her but didn't seek criminal charges after Nassar told them he'd performed a legitimate procedure. An emotional Meridian Township manager and former St. Joseph City Manager Frank Walsh apologized to Randall Gay and her family, vowing to improve.
We let you down, Breanne. And the outcome of that is that we're all going to be better.
Nassar has been sentenced to up to 175 years in prison by a county judge and 60 years by a federal judge. He has hundreds of victims.
Consumers Energy is the most diverse company in Michigan, according to Forbes magazine, which has released its yearly corporate diversity study. Consumers Energy's Brian Wheeler tells us the company did quite well on it.
Forbes went out and did surveys of employees at our company and companies across the nation. And so they ranked about 250 companies and determined that Consumers Energy was the 13th most diverse company in terms of these employee rankings, 13th most in the country and tops in Michigan.
Wheeler tells us Consumers Energy tries to resemble the people they serve, noting clientele here in Michigan are pretty diverse in their own right. He adds the company has employee resource groups for many different demographics of workers. As for other Michigan employers making the list, Michigan State University comes in at 55th.
AAA Michigan urging you, sports nuts, take it easy on the alcohol on Super Bowl Sunday. Spokesman Gary Bubar tells us due to the nature of the party day, the risk of drunk driving goes up.
Things tend to start earlier in the day because the game doesn't start until 6 or 6:30. There's lots of pregame activities, and a lot of folks start their parties, whether they're at a tavern or a restaurant or if they're at somebody's house or your own house. They tend to start a little earlier in the day.
He says Super Bowl Sunday isn't as much of a problem as the 4th of July or St. Patrick's Day because everyone knows they have to work the next day. But AAA still wants people to think about being safe. He wants to let you know, throwing a party, you should know that you can be held responsible if you let a drunk person leave. AAA recommends serving non-alcoholic drinks at your party, or at least switching to them at a certain point. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 14 yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow up 37. The NASDAQ gained 26. The S&P 500 down 2. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, releasing a memo.
She won her maiden outing by 13 lengths.
Kirsten Lenson has taken her place in the starting gate.
The next month, she broke her leg. Using a surgical procedure developed through research with animals, doctors repaired it. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Kirsten Lenson is putting her run in on the inside now, and she takes to the outside. 5 lengths off the lead of Winning Colors. Here comes Kirsten Lenson, unleashing a furious run on the outside, but it is still Winning Colors, the 16th of a mile from the wire. Winning Colors is there, and here is the wire. Kirsten Lenson, a dramatic finish, a dramatic finish.
Kirsten Lenson ran 13 times and retired as an undefeated champion. You see, animal research just doesn't save people. It saves animals, too. To learn more about how animal research saves animals, visit horsefacts.org.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 14 degrees. A controversial GOP memo that purports to show political bias at the FBI and Justice Department expected to be released today.
President Trump reviewed the memo written by House Intelligence Committee Republicans, and the White House expected he would formally consent to its release. It would then be up to the committee to decide when to do it. House Speaker Paul Ryan rejected FBI concerns about accuracy and potential impact on national security.
The more transparency, the better.
We're told the document accuses the Justice Department of seeking a surveillance warrant for a former Trump campaign operative based on evidence from Clinton partisans. Democrats said it connects dots that don't connect. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Washington.
Another looming government shutdown as federal workers wondering if they'll be at work next Friday.
In less than 1 week, lawmakers face another possible government shutdown over the budget. But Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is striking an optimistic tone, saying he doesn't believe lawmakers on either side of the aisle will allow one to happen again.
One of my favorite old Kentucky country sayings is there's no education in the second kick of a mule. And so I think there will be a new level of seriousness here.
Republicans and Democrats must reach an agreement on the budget, on Dreamers, and on immigration reform by next Thursday to avoid the shutdown. Linda Lopez, ABC News.
A yoga teacher from upstate New York accused of killing an identical twin sister in Hawaii's in a Hawaiian cliff plunge was found not guilty yesterday. Prosecutors had argued that Alexandra Duvall deliberately drove off a cliff in the bench trial that started just last week. The defense argued that it was just a hair-pulling fight that accidentally caused the sister's SUV to plunge 200 feet over a cliff on the island of Maui in 2016. Maui Circuit Judge Peter Cahill explained his decision.
This isn't a civil case where people are seeking damages as a result of a wrongful death in a motor vehicle collision. This is a criminal prosecution in which the state must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant consciously disregarded what she was supposed to do.
The twin sister killed Anastasia Duvall was in the passenger seat.
Most Americans didn't think much about nuclear war until North Korea threatened it might actually happen. Well, later today, the Pentagon will announce how and when the U.S. would approve a nuclear strike.
The Pentagon will update its nuclear posture review for the first time in 8 years. It's a 75-page report explaining when the U.S. should use nuclear weapons and how many the country should have. The military, state, and energy departments began creating the new policy a year ago, and despite the president's calls for adding more nuclear weapons, the Joint Chiefs Vice Chair says the new plan is no different than it was under President Obama. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
The president of the Recording Academy, the folks who hand out the Grammys, is under pressure to resign.
More fallout from Recording Academy President Neil Portnow's comment at the Grammys that if female artists and executives want to be better represented, they need
to step up.
A letter signed by many of the music industry's female execs is calling for Portnow to step down, demanding his resignation and calling his comments, quote, spectacularly wrong and insulting. That letter comes on the heels of a statement from the Recording Academy announcing proposing the formation of a task force to aid, quote, female advancement in the industry. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NBA, the Pistons win. They beat the Grizzlies 104-102. Women's college basketball, Iowa beat Michigan State. Notre Dame beat North Carolina. And in overtime, Purdue beat Michigan.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now, 6:10. Up next, WSJM, weather you can depend on.